Wait, one second now. Just let me get set up. Sam, all you gotta do is get this thing running again. You read the instructions. Come on.
Dad, they're in Japanese.
In Japanese. Yeah. I got it. Hold this. Hi-ya! Tape is rolling. Let's go. A little higher, baby.
Okay. Mona, coming into a graduation party. Take one. And action! Hi!
Cut. Angela, what are you doing here? Where's the graduate?
We're freezing out there.
Would you let me make my movie?
Okay.
Mona, coming into a graduation party. Take two.
Go.
And action! More teachers, dirty looks.
Yeah! Oh. Does not seem possible. My mother graduating from college.
They grow up so fast.
Okay, all right. Here. Okay, here.
That's good.
Well, this has got to be the most exciting moment since. Well, Tuesday night wasn't bad either.
Mona, I'm taping a family show here.
Well, then just shoot me from the neck up. All right. I have to admit that it was pretty scary going back to college after all these years. But I do want to give thanks to one person for helping me and guiding me and giving me support.
Oh, Mother.
Dr. Jack Emerson.
Well, I'll support anyone for free champagne.
And no matter how many times my chemistry experiments blew up, you always encouraged me.
Mm-hmm, from a distance.
Hey, that's great. Now, how about a word from the graduate's daughter?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Okay.
Maybe just one word.
Okay, let's do it right here. Okay.
Commencement. What does it mean to commence? It's not just an ending, it's a beginning. The graduates of this class are moving into a world of confusion and uncertainty and... Yeah. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
So, Mona. Now that you have your degree in psychology, what are your plans?
Well, I have the same burning ambition as any honors graduate.
Get a master's degree?
Bum around Europe and try to find myself.
That's good. That's very good. Yes. Yes, Sam. Keep up, Sam. Keep up. Come on.
Well, look, before you buy a travel iron, I have something I'd like you to think about.
Well, plastics?
No. Politics. Hmm? Apply for a job as a personnel counselor at the Hadley Shoe Company.
Wait a minute. I mean, what happened to bumming around Europe and trying to find myself?
You won't get the job.
Well, that's a relief. Wait a minute. What do you mean? What are you saying? Why wouldn't I get the job? What's wrong with me?
Oh, nothing. But you see, they won't hire you because you're over 50. Over 40.
Over qualified?
Over 22. Oh.
You're a flatterer.
Look, Mona, I'm a chairman of the Commission Against Age Discrimination. And we'd like you to get the goods on those creeps at Hadley's, and then we'll file a class action suit.
Well, I got class, and I love action. So, I'll do it.
Ah, terrific. Oh, just one thing, Mona. Mm. Now, we all know that you're over 22. But if you go in there looking like you look tonight,
This old thing? don't worry. I'll wear my sensible shoes.
Oh, and Mona, not a word of this. This whole mission depends on absolute secrecy.
Just call me Mona Hari.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, that's great, Angela. Oh, you couldn't have given a better party if you were... Italian.
I'm sorry, I goofed up the disposal. I was just trying to help.
Oh, don't worry about it. The disposal's going to be fine. Just one thing you got to remember about it. It's on the other side of the sink.
And Angela, the party was wonderful. But you know, you've got enough brie left over to pave the driveway.
See? I told you that imported stuff wasn't going to move, but my sausage and peppers, right out the door.
Whatever. So, Mother, what were you and Doc Emerson huddled about?
Oh, you know, we talked about stuff. You know, this and that.
Mother, don't hold out on us. You know Tony has ways of making you talk.
Yeah, Mona. Don't make me use the fudge brownies.
Well, I guess it doesn't hurt to tell you. I've got an interview for a job.
Hey, Grace!
Getting a job?
Mm-hmm. Yes, why not?
Oh, no reason. It's wonderful. What is it?
Hey, yeah, knowing you has got to be something terrific, huh? Something really exciting.
I'd be working in a shoe factory.
Hey, shoes are good. Shoes are good. What are you kidding me? They're a big part of American walking.
And I would be the personnel counselor for the Hadley Shoe Factory.
Hadley Shoes? We did an ad campaign for them.
Well, don't worry, Mona. They won't hold that against you.
Believe me, Tony, I'm not the least bit worried about getting this job.
All right.
Mother, a lot of other new college graduates are going to be applying.
Yeah, but when Mona walks in there, that company won't know what hit them. What are you kidding?
Tony, you don't know how true that is. Well, if you will excuse me now, it is party time. Angela, may I have the keys to the Jaguar?
All right, but just be careful. It's a very expensive car.
Oh, don't worry, darling. My date has had his license for at least 5 years.
Hey, have a good time, Mom. She is a card, boy.
I'm really worried about her.
Why? She'll be okay, as long as she don't take him across the state line.
I just think she's getting so excited about something that may not happen.
Hey, I seen this guy. I think it's going to happen.
No, I don't mean the date. I mean the job. You really think it's going to happen?
Why shouldn't it? She's a straight-A student.
Not the job, the date.
Angela, would you forget the date? Why shouldn't she get the job? She's got a dynamic personality. She's energetic.
And she's a grandmother.
Yeah, so?
So she's competing with a bunch of kids for an entry-level position.
Oh, and her entry level may be too close to the exit level.
And if I know Sid Hadley, she can forget it.
Wait a minute. I got a great idea, as per usual. How well you know the Sid guy?
No, I'm not calling him.
Oh, come on, Angela, you said it yourself. Your mother's walking in there with the deck stacked against her. Let's slip her some aces.
You know that Mother hates when I interfere.
Interfering is the glue that keeps American families together.
Tony, forget it. The answer is no.
Mr. Hadley, Angela Bauer on 8-5.
Oh, thanks, Shirley.
Hey, Angel, how's the old ad game, huh? Me? Well, you know what I always say.
Right, Sid. There's no business like shoe business.
Ooh, what a stiff.
Look, Sid, the reason I'm calling is you have an interview with a Mona Robinson. Really? She's outside his office right now. Well, don't let her know that I called, but I'd like her to have a really fair shot at this job.
Gotcha, Angela. You don't have to hit me in the head with a pair of wingtips, huh? A school transcript's right here. It looks great. Dean's list, editor of the yearbook. I'd say the only thing standing between Mona Robinson and this job is my unemployed brother-in-law.
Sid, I'm sorry. I just don't have an opening right now.
Angela!
Other than the mailroom.
Perfect. He's fabulous with stamps. Angela, let's lace this thing up. You have a spot for Howie, I have a spot for Mona. Isn't that terrific?
Terrific. Thanks, Sidney.
This is terrific.
Shirley, send in the lovely and qualified Mona Robinson.
Mr. Hadley, about Mona Robinson.
Well, she's here, isn't she?
Yes, but...
Send her in. Well, Mrs. Robinson. Mrs. Robinson. Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Those short naps help.
Well, I've been looking at your transcripts here, and they're pretty good.
They're damn good. Had to walk halfway across the campus to get to some of those classes.
That's very commendable. I see here that you took 2 semesters of modern dance?
Yeah, I did. Want to see a couple of steps here?
No, that's quite all right. There's not much call for that around here.
Okay, Sonny, let's cut the small talk, huh? I got the grades, I got the grit, and I got the gumption. So why aren't you going to hire me?
Well, I don't see any reason not to.
You don't? You want to borrow my glasses?
You got the job.
Wait a minute. I haven't asked about your benefits, have I? You got medical?
Yes, we do.
You got dental?
The best.
Retirement?
And a pension fund. What more do you want?
Maternity leave?
Oh, look! Here comes Grandma's car!
Okay,
is that ready?
Yeah, come on in. A little higher, babe.
Okay,
right there.
Mona's new career. Take one.
And action!
There's Mona. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Is Mona's mother still alive?
Mother, look at you. What happened?
Where was your interview? A Turkish prison?
I don't want to talk about it.
What happened? Hadley turned you down?
No, I report on Monday.
Hey! Oh, hey! You got the job! Hey, Mona, that's really terrible.
I wasn't supposed to get it.
See, it was a setup, a sting. It was an undercover caper to fight age discrimination, and I blew it.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know how the guy could have given me the stupid job. I tried everything but the death rattle. Some snitch tipped him off.
I wonder who that could have been.
Mother, why didn't you tell me what you were up to?
Why?
Well, because it's very interesting. You know, we have never had a spy in the family before. Unless, of course, you count Uncle Ernie, but then he was more of a peeping Tom.
What's a peeping Tom?
I'll tell you when you're older, Jonathan.
You always say that.
That's because I'm always older. Isn't that great?
Well, nobody double crosses this gal. When I find out the fink who ratted on me, I am going to staple his lips together. If you'll excuse me now, my support hose are killing me. Rat, fink, stoolie.
Boy, you're gonna have to stop meddling in your mother's affairs.
Hello, dear. Come on in. Come on.
My. Mother, you get younger every time I see you.
Well, I feel wonderful and life is wonderful.
Mother, your mood swings are beginning to concern me. 20 minutes ago, you stormed out of the living room ready to tar and feather someone.
Well, that was 20 minutes ago, dear. Stay with the game, Angela.
So you're not upset about the tip-off on your undercover operation?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. There was no tip-off. I just spoke to Dr. Emerson, and we figured out how I must have gotten the job.
You did?
Yes. I got it on my own.
You did?
Well, see, it makes sense when you think about it. I am trained for the job. My transcripts were wonderful, and well, I guess no matter how much I tried to hide it, the real me just came shining through.
Well, when you got it, you got it.
Dear, did you want to say something to me?
Congratulations. I knew you could do it.
Thank you.
Is everything okay?
Everything is fine. Thanks for asking. Let's go.
No, I can't let you take the rap for this one, Angela. I can't let you.
No, let me, Tony. Let me.
No way. Mona.
Huh?
I gotta tell you, it was my idea. I made a call, Hadley.
You called Hadley? I spoke to him very briefly. I'm sure I didn't influence him one way or the other.
Are you kidding me? She went all out for you, Mona. This girl loves you. I'm telling you, Mona, she even hired his brother-in-law.
I get it. So you traded one bozo brother-in-law for one useless mother, huh?
No, Mother, it wasn't like that at all.
Mona, that's not what I meant.
No, but it's the truth. I didn't get the job on my own. I didn't come shining through. My daughter had to pull strings.
Mother, I just wanted to help you get your foot in the door. I didn't want to see you get hurt.
You know what hurts? Is the fact that you didn't have any faith in me.
Oh, wait a minute, Mona. If you can't help your mother, what's the sense of being a big shot?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're trying to do, but, I mean, who am I kidding, huh? I am a woman who was raised to be pretty and to throw parties and use the right fork. And I never had a job in my life, and I guess it's a little late to be starting now.
Mona, I worked in factories, and there were a lot of times I could have used somebody like you, just like you, to talk to.
Mother, come here. You went out there to prove something about age discrimination, and now you can go out there and prove something else, that you can do this job.
Yeah, hey, Mona, and another thing, if anybody can prove how great the second half could be, it's you.
Well, that's true.
Is here to see you.
Wheel her in. Yes, may I help you?
I'm Mona Robinson.
No, you're not.
You want to bet, Sonny?
What happened? You look so different.
It's the pearls.
Welcome to Hadley Shoes. Welcome.
Not so fast, Mr. Hadley. See, I've got a few ideas I want to bounce off of you first.
Bounce away? Are you sure you're Mona Robinson?
Take my word for it, mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Hadley, when I inspected your factory, I found that there were 3 pregnant women working. Now, you are going to lose valuable employees unless you start a daycare center.
That's a good idea, but only 2 of them are preggy. The other one just eats a lot.
Well, that's another thing. See, you make a dandy running shoe. So what about giving your employees some freebies and a place to work out?
You know, that's a great idea.
Right. And with a fitness center, you could help them clear their minds and firm up their bodies.
I like firm bodies.
So do I, Sydney. So do I.
We're going to get along great.
If I take the job.
What do you mean, if?
Mona Robinson does not take a job as part of a payoff. Hmm? You know that deal you struck with Angela Bauer? Well, Angela is my daughter, and she listens to her mother. So now the deal is unstruck.
You mean Howie's unemployed again? Oh, God. My wife's gonna kill me.
Well, I'm sorry, but the deal's gotta be clean. So, are you gonna hire me or not?
Oh, well.
Well, I got a lot of ideas. I can take them to Tom McCann.
Welcome to Hadley Shoes.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'll want 3 weeks off next summer.
3 weeks? What for?
I'm going to bum around Europe.
Angela, it's 9:30 here.
I can't go to work until I find out.
Oh, you're getting faster there.
Yes. Mother, what happened? We've been sitting here waiting. We haven't heard what's going on. What's happening? What's happening?
Angela, would you clam up and let her talk? Hey, Mona, what's happening? We've been sitting here all morning. What's happening? What's happening?
You are doing the same thing. Mother, tell us.
All right, Mona. Hey.
There's no business like shoe business.
Mother?
Moan?
Mother? What happened? Where is she?
Way to go, Angela. You chased her off the phone with all your chatter.
Me? You're the one who was doing all the talking.
Come on already.
You know, for 2 cents, I would hang up on you.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.